Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's big show, Josh's t-shirt and chest hair plus urinals and a fridge cigarette. It's on the way in just a minute.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
I'm your host, Megan Klingenberg. And after interviewing so many dudes during this Men's World Cup, I'm so happy to be back with my U.S. Women's National Team players.
I know the U.S. Men's National Team has changed how I think about myself, how I think about being an American, how I think about being on a team.
It's 1 year out from that World Cup, and we're going to talk about the brightest prospects in U.S. soccer. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life of me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi there. What's up, dude?
I like your, I like the shirt. I like the tee under the shirt. I love it. I hardly ever wear, not wear a tee under a shirt. I can't just wear a button-up shirt.
I'm envious. I wish I could. I'm completely uncomfortable that way.
So, no kidding.
Yeah.
Is it the emerging chest hair and the excessive masculinity that you exude?
Are you a hairy chested guy?
It's about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Oski, how do you decide where to stop shaving? Are you just completely covered
Poor
in hair?
Jeff.
Yeah, I just give up.
Can you lift it up there to let us see where? Oh, okay. That's just a natural line there. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's very hairy.
We have almost the same amount of chest hair, it looks like. Yeah.
I used to work with a guy who hit all of it right to his chest. He had to pick a line to shave. Yeah. It was simian-like.
How about you, Christy?
My sternum chest hair is mostly gray now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
You get?
I shave very well.
Don't ladies get hair around their nipples sometimes?
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Do you pluck or shave?
Hair on your nipples?
Hopefully, you don't shave them.
Yeah. No, most people cut.
Well,
them
there
off,
goes
I guess.
The nipple.
Whoops! Boy, first of all, great razor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Josh, you said you had to come back with an apology of sorts.
We've been talking a little bit the last couple of days about Noah Kahan, and he came out and said, "Hey, folks, please don't poop at my concerts. I don't care for that. Nobody cares for it. The cleaning crew doesn't care for it." A lady was spotted having done that, and I said,
"Right there on the concert floor."
Yeah, and I said, "I don't like that he called her out. This must have clearly been some sort of accident, and she's probably humiliated and all." Many people have reached out and said, "Hey, look, if you watch the video, I didn't know there was video of this, and I won't watch the video. I'll just take everybody's word for it." She looks like she knows exactly what she's doing, and it's it's not like some accident. She does it. And
I left that part out of the story on purpose because it's so disturbing.
She sort of does it boldly and tries to hide it and then goes right back to
enjoying the show. Yeah.
So,
and then it happened at the 5 seconds of summer concert over the week. This has got
to It's not to say that it wasn't an emergency still on her part, but you don't. That's not how you handle it.
Would you say she called her shot?
It sounds like she was, this was maybe avoidable. So I take it back. If that's the case, she should be criticized. Yeah.
I don't think this is really necessary. I think as Mr. Kahn said, we have a social contract here.
Right.
When you come into a live event like this, if you want to defecate, please use the proper facility.
What is going on? You're right, Jeff.
Ladies.
And gentlemen.
No, ladies. I remember going to my pediatrician's office, and there was a poem up on the wall about sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what you ladies are made of, and I believed that most of my life.
Yeah.
And then I started dating you. Horrible.
Yeah. But I will
horrible.
I don't know the circumstances, but I will say this. Almost everywhere you go, if it's a major event, the line at the ladies' room. I just went to a huge concert and I was in the gigantic men's room, and a lady walked right in, went right to one of the stalls.
I've done that.
Don't blame them at all.
I get it.
Yeah.
Because the line for the ladies' room, and this is a modern, contemporary facility. I don't know how many years old. It's not more than 15 years old.
But it's not okay for guys to do that.
No, but they're not putting enough bathrooms in.
Yeah. Why not? Why are the architects, this has been a problem for 40 years. Why are architects not putting in as many ladies' stuff than men's in stadiums?
The new arenas do.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are double the amount of stalls in like a female restroom in most new arenas than in.
But isn't there a law they have to have couches and like places you can smoke
and
chat like little shops in there.
I'd like to see the numbers on. We did a story about a festival where they sort of invented or were trying out the female urinal.
Yeah, that was in Britain.
And I would like to hear how that went.
That's not going to fly.
O'Keefe Fest?
But what if it could?
That's asking too much.
Is it, Christy?
Are they going to pass out monogrammed pee funnels as you walk into the show?
Why do they have to be monogrammed?
Have you been to a concert lately? No, everything is sold.
You don't have to have a funnel to do that over a toilet, right?
Right. No. It sort of already was.
Right.
Would you try one?
Yeah, I'd try it. Why not?
Is that going to speed up the process?
That's the thing. I'd like to see you still have to wipe.
You still have to take your jumper down so that you can access.
My jumper. I love that.
It's not that difficult to go in a urinal for a lady, is it? I mean, it doesn't seem like
that's not going to help. We're not going to build urinals in the women's rooms.
Yeah.
I'm just asking if they found that more women were accommodated quicker.
Well, that was the reason they did that at that festival is they were recycling. Remember this? They were recycling all the urine.
I do remember that, but so those were not for expediency?
Really? It was just so they could separate the one from the two.
So that way they weren't mixing actual toilet water with it too or something?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, now I promised a new phrase, a new slang term that I have not heard that I think is very cool.
And this is rare that you actually like the new slang.
I just think this is great. And I think that Mr. Oskay will know this one. We'll see. If someone says, hey, I'm going to go get a fridge cigarette, what are they doing?
I do know what this is.
Oh, I don't.
I don't.
Josh?
It's a Diet Coke.
Exactly.
Mm. Huh.
A fridge cigarette.
That's interesting.
Never would have. Here's the explanation. A new slang term making the rounds online calls a Diet Coke a fridge cigarette because fans say cracking open an ice cold can delivers the same satisfying little ritual as stepping outside for a smoke break, minus the smoking.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool. Now, I know you're a Diet Pepsi guy, Chip.
Yes, I am.
But I will allow you to use the term fridge cigarette. I
can.
I'm opening it up to
thank you very much.
Other brands.
I think a lot of people who are recovering from some kind of addiction become addicted to Diet Coke, too. I've noticed that a lot.
And sweets and chocolate and things like that. Yeah.
And isn't it true now that you can't smoke at AA meetings?
I don't know. I have not been to one.
That sucks. Come on, give them a break. It's like prisoners not being able to smoke.
And the next thing you know,
they don't have much left. For God's sake, give them a break.
They're going to cut out coffee. They better not do that.
Oh, jeez.
Coffee or Diet Coke.
And donuts.
No more beer.
Yeah. No more beer at AA meetings?
Darn it.
What the hell?
Right.
You know, you cut out the coffee, you're going to have some murder. Oh. You're going to have some murders.
I can't imagine.
Right? If I were the judge, Your Honor, it's acceptable.
Did you start off a Pepsi guy and then went to Diet Pepsi?
Yeah, because Diet Pepsi, when I started drinking, it wasn't invented yet. And that, we've talked about
it. Was it a hard conversion for you?
No. It was actually, pretty simple.
Same, yeah.
Just boom.
Because I grew up, we didn't have soda often, but when we did, it was Coca-Cola Classic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
My mom always said, I guess the new Coke phase scared her so much that it was always Coca-Cola Classic. But even Coca-Cola, it said Classic on the label.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, Tab and Diet Right.
Yeah, they were
that
awful.
Was about it.
And then another comedian once told me, hey, man, you should switch to diet soda. It's not that big of a deal. And I did. And I went, because I was sucking down when I was doing. I was in my 20s. I would have four Cokes a day. Something like that.
Wow.
Oh.
And so then I went to Diet Coke, and immediately lost like 20 pounds.
Oh, but we call
now
them
Coke Zero is great.
Fridge cigarettes, remember. Yeah.
What do they call them in England?
Yeah, Tom, you're so smart.
Well, I think it's one of the slang terms for cigarettes, certainly.
Oh, no, I see
what you're doing.
That.
I see what you're trying to get me to do.
Uh-huh.
I have an idea. Let's get back to the sports page.
Well, or the letters, Dear Bob and Tom Show. This is from Brian from Archbold, Ohio. I believe that's up near Toledo, I think.
Archibald?
Bowling Green. Archbold. A-R-C-H-B-O-L-D.
Ooh. It's my favorite font.
I was watching... Is it? Oh, bold. I was watching an old Columbo this weekend. He was about to question a suspect that happened to be a huge movie star.
Just one more thing.
Can I ask you a question, please? Columbo asked her if she would call his wife. She wasn't home.
I hate to bother you.
Her brother-in-law answered the phone, so Columbo made her talk to him. All I could think about was how awful poor Hugh Jackman must have felt when Tom insisted Hugh call every member of his family and say it's hello.
This
is how good an actor Hugh Jackman is. We all believed, he made us believe he would like to do nothing more than talk to whoever Tom was.
What a gracious man.
At last, someone has asked me to do it. Thank you, Tom. Okay, now you say that's not even close at all.
No.
Okay, well, what happened in your eyes? Or your version.
You know, we were all here.
We were sitting right here.
Before you say a word, all of us were here for it.
And we all saw it.
You fangirled out.
I was handed a note saying Mr. Jackman would like you to call your soon to be wife.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Now, I am going to defend Tom here. I'm going to guess, and let me know. Kelly is a fan of Mr. Jackman.
Yeah, we went to New York City to see him on Broadway in The Music Man.
And maybe not even just a fan, maybe that would be one of her celebrity crushes.
Oh, could be.
Okay, yeah, could be.
A hall pass.
If Hugh Jackman comes in here, Tom goes home. Hey, by the way, Hugh Jackman was in the studio. And you didn't have him call me.
Oh, I see it from a whole different light.
So where do we, who's he have to live with?
Well, here's the bigger problem. My two littlest girls, 10 and 13, they are huge fans of the
circus movie.
The circus movie. What's it called?
Oh, The Greatest Showman?
The Greatest Showman.
That is entertaining.
And they know all the lyrics to all the songs. So they lost their minds. But they were out of town, remember?
Right. Yeah. Yes.
So
Hugh had to stay on the phone for like an extra half hour.
and we also talked
to all three of them.
We found out he was coming here 10 minutes before he got here.
Sure.
So we had no idea. But Tom didn't have time
to compile a list of people
for him to call.
Now, Hugh, you're going to find this interesting. My sister lives in England. Could you call her? That would be great.
We'd love to see him again. That's for sure.
He said his best friend is a morning show radio host in Australia, and he loves doing morning radio. He said next time he's in town, he's going to come in.
But he's been in town seven times.
That's all right.
Once again, though, Tom, he's an actor. And he made you believe that.
You're calling him a liar.
I didn't say that.
We also need him to bring Patrick Stewart. He is... Tell him he can't come back unless he brings Patrick Stewart.
And Christian Bale.
Mm. He's at my son's college probably every other week. His girlfriend teaches at my son's college. And my son said there are many days where he is out on the quad and will stand there for an hour signing and taking pictures with all the kids.
Yeah,
well, that's so nice.
And it takes time for everyone every time he ever sees him.
He's one of the coolest guys in the world.
Yeah,
and that's actually a good segue because the other guy who I think is probably the nicest famous person on earth is John Cena. Did you know that he has the world record? I forget. He has the world record for the most Make-A-Wish visits of anybody.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Cool.
That is nice.
And there's a great story about him. I don't have it in front of me, but there was some little boy that was having some issues, and to get him out of this country, his mom had to say, well, you're going to get to meet John Cena. And he ended up somewhere in Northern Europe, and Cena read about it and flew over there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Man.
To see the kid. I mean, the guy is amazing.
And funny and a good, great performer. Mm-hmm.
But he's in the news.
And has a great ass.
He does have a nice ass.
Now that we've done that, I'm sure that the folks at the Make-A-Wish Foundation consider that when they... Christy, do you have that story?
John Cena is sporting a freshly shaved head before undergoing a second hair transplant. The actor posted a photo on social media yesterday of himself shaking the hands of his physician, Dr. Ken Anderson, where he wrote round two of follicular unit excision. I don't know.
Excitation? A Beach Boys
no,
medical
excision.
Term?
Excision.
I'm giving follicular excitation.
FUE is what we call it. FUE. Follicular.
Sorry.
Follicular.
Follicular. You were safe, but it was.
Yeah, is it follicular? Follicular unit. What?
Yeah. I'm going to call it FUE.
This is where they transplant your own hair to your own head, right?
Well, yeah. It's a minimally invasive hair transplant method where individual hair follicles are harvested from a donor area,
generally the back of the head.
Yeah. And then implanted into balding or thinning regions.
Can they use your pubes?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, of course.
They can.
I mean, if you don't mind having curly hair.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, they'd stay curly up there?
I don't know.
Straight now. Did you know that little rim of hair that all guys have, even when they're bald, that never goes away? Every guy has
really?
That hair.
So people don't ever lose that. Interesting.
Yeah, unless they have some kind of weird disease.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So,
but apparently shaving your head like that guarantees a better success rate when they do the transplant.
Okay.
Is what I read about
it. And Cena had had one before, and he was talking about how he was getting bullied by fans. But he's a really cool guy.
He looks good with no hair. I don't know why he's going to all the trouble.
Yeah, you know, he couldn't get a lady without all that.
Boy, maybe now women will give him a chance. Yeah, good luck, John.
And here's the thing. Guinness World Record. John Cena has done more than 200 wishes. He's done a record of 650 Guinness World Record wishes for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, good on him.
That is really cool.
Yes.
I understand when he meets some of these kids, he picks them up and slams them through tables.
Well, some ask for it. Wow. He doesn't do it to the children who don't ask for it.
Would you pin me, Mr. Cena?
Wrestling has created some really good actors, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Over time. Sure. Those guys know how to act. And they know how to improvise. Right.
What's the superhero show he's in, John Cena?
Oh,
Peacemaker?
Peacemaker.
Yeah, he's great in that.
Oh, okay,
I've
good.
Only seen two episodes, but he was great. And nice ass.
Absolutely.
It's Tell me, have you seen...
Have you seen the Shy Lights, everybody?
Christine, does a guy's ass matter to you? Do you like a nice...
Yeah.
Do you want it bubbly?
Not like a tight, muscular butt.
Ah.
Mm.
See.
We're out.
I got quiet in here.
You know how they end
really young. We got, let me think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ace has got a badonk.
There are 6 men in this room with 1 butt. And at the same time, there are also 5 asses.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Start your day with the morning jolt of Drake Toll.
See, now it's on demand. My podcast is kind of a radio thing, I think, but also it's a bit of a TV show, and it's about whatever I want it to be. It's listening live as it happened, when it happened, with the instant reaction.
Your home for talking sports.
We go back. The Drake Toll Show, Westwood One Sports Network. And there it will be. On demand. On your radio. Anywhere in the country. I'll see you there.
Westwood One Sports Talk. Your home for Drake Toll. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.